Shalom to all. Today we're going to learn Mishnayos D'maya Perek Hey, Mishnah Gimel and Mishnah Dalet. And today's Mishnayos are being learned B'schos Reb Shlomo Zalman Zagos Amos Yitiv Chol Yitzchak Chalotzeim. This should be commenced with a Sachat Slochan Siat Nishmaya, good health, Parnasa B'Shefa, and Kol Tov Selah. And with Mishnah Gimel, we'll continue talking about Trumas and Maisros, but there's an important rule we have to know over here. One is allowed to be mafresh from one pile onto another. Let's say he has two piles of grain or two loaves of bread, and each needs a certain amount separated. He could take both amounts from one pile and potter up the other pile. However, that's only if both have the same status. But let's say one pile is Hevel Vadai, and the other was already Metukin, the other one is already Chulin. He's not allowed to designate from one to the other. Same goes with Demai. Since Demai is a Suffolk, if he has two piles of Demai, since one of them might be Metukin and the other might not be, he's not allowed to be Mafresh from one to the other. So now the Mishnah tells us, Halkech Menan Achtim, a person buys bread from a baker. This baker buys grain from different Amaratzim, and the customers are going to be Maisering them. The question is, when do we assume that this bread is made from the same grain, and therefore is allowed to have Maiser taken from one loaf onto the other? And when do we say that the grain was made from grain that came from multiple amaratzim, and that each loaf needs individual meisering? The Mishnah tells us, "Me'aser menachama al toinenes." He could take meiser off of a hot loaf onto a cold loaf, meaning a loaf that was baked today on a loaf that was baked yesterday. Menatoinenes al chama. He could take meiser from a cold loaf onto a hot loaf. He could take meiser from a loaf that was baked yesterday onto a loaf that was baked today. Afilu mitfusim harbe. Even though they're from different molds, they're different shapes, you could still assume that they all came from the same grain from the same ama aretz. Divrei Rav Meir. That's Rav Meir's opinion. Rabbi Yehuda Iser. Rabbi Yehuda Asers. Shani Yomer. Because I, Rabbi Yehuda, say, Chidim shel emesh hayu mishel echad, the grain that the baker used yesterday, that was from one Ama Aretz, v'shel hayom hayu mishel acher, and the grain that he used today is from a different Ama Aretz, and therefore you can't take Meiser off of a loaf that was baked yesterday onto a loaf that was baked today, or vice versa. However, Rabbi Yehuda does agree to Rav Meir that if you bought all these loaves today, or yesterday, even though they're made into different shapes, we can assume that they all came from the same grain of the same Ama Aretz. That's because the only reason why they're baked into different shapes is for commercial purposes. The baker wants to be able to sell more bread, so he bakes them into different shapes, so it makes exciting for the customer, and therefore the customer is going to buy more bread, even though it's really all the same thing. The fact that it's in different shapes doesn't mean that it comes from different batches of grain. However, Reb Shimon argues, Reb Shimon oiser b'trumas meiser. Reb Shimon asers taking trumas meiser from one loaf onto another if they're in different shapes, because he does suspect that they came from two different grains from different amaratzim. However, matir b'chala, he allows us to take chala from one loaf onto another. That's because the chiyuv of chala takes effect once it's made into a dough. The baker is the one that's making it into a dough, and since he's making all these different grains from different amaratzim into dough at the same time, they're chayv and challah at the same time, and therefore we take challah from one loaf onto another. And moving on to Mishnah Dalet with something similar, halakech min apalter, someone that buys bread from the palter. Palter is not the guy himself that bakes the bread, he's the bread middleman. He gets bread from a whole bunch of different bakeries, and he sells all that bread in his store. For example, in Eretz Yisrael, we have many different bakeries that make bread. There's Angel and Berman, which are the famous ones. There's Pita Express that has a whole bunch of different pitas that they sell in the stores. So this fellow has a bread shop. He sells a whole bunch of different breads from different bakeries in his store. Then, ma'aser mikol tfos u'tfos, we have to take off separate meiser from every single mold, from every single different shape. In this scenario, it's very clear that if it's a different shape, that means it came from a different baker, and that means it's from a different ama aretz, and therefore we're not allowed to take off from one onto another. Divrei Rav Meir, that's Rav Meir's opinion. Now, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Rabbi Yehuda argues with Rav Meir, and he says me'echad al hakol, that we're allowed to take off from one onto everything else. He argues fundamentally with Rav Meir. Rav Meir holds that a palter is a bread shop that gets their bread from many other different bread stores. However, Rabbi Yehuda holds that a palter is a bread shop that gets from only one baker. Even though the bread is not being baked on premises and the bread is coming from somewhere else, it's only coming from one place. And therefore, even though it's in many different shapes and sizes, Rabbi Yehuda says, since it's coming from one place, we can take meiser from one onto everything else. But might Rabbi Yehuda does agree, but like Hechman a manpile, if a person is buying from a manpile, shuma aser mikol echad ve'echad, he has to take off separate meiser on every single loaf of bread that he buys. According to Rabbi Yehuda, a manpile is a fellow that's buying from many different bakeries and many different bakers, and therefore every single shape is going to be from a different bakery, and therefore each one has to have separate meiser taken off of it. We're going to stop here for the day. Pick up tomorrow with Mishnah Hey and Vav. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.